Mishnah and Yud Zayin Hamad Aleph draws a contrast between a neder and a shvua, that if a person repeats the same shvua twice, shvua shalechot ki kazeh, shvua shalechot ki kazeh, so the second shvua is not chal, it's ein isa chal al isa, but by a neder it is chal. So the Ran doesn't agree with those who say that by neder isa chal al isa, so what does it mean? It's only a din in the ziris. So what's the din in the ziris? So it's machlegs, Rav Huna and Shmuel, how to read the Mishnah. So Rav Huna says, if he says, Hareini Noza Hayam, Hareini Noza Hayam, is the exact same thing as a Shvua, just like in Shvua, Chala Shvua, so neder is not Chala Neder. It must be that it's the case, Hareini Noza Hayam, Hareini Noza Lemachar. So the din is, Ein Naziris Klusimi Lamed Yom, that the person says, I want to be a Noza for 40 days. There is no din that has to go in units of 30, it's either 30, 60, 90, 120, there is no such din. And is there is klusimi lamed yom? The minimum is 30 days. It can't be 30 and a half days. If you say, what would be a nazar for 30 and a half days? A nazar for 31 days. That's the gold units of days. It has to be a minimum of 30 days. And stam nazir is shloshim yom. He doesn't say how long. So we assume it's stam nazir is 30 days. So if he says, harini nazar hayoy, it means today for the next 30 days. Then he says, harini nazar lamachar, means starting from tomorrow for 30 days. So the second net in the zeros is adding another day. So the second net in the zeros is like he says, Haredi Nozir Yoy Mechod, day number 31. And there's a Mishnah in Nozir, on Daf Zayin, where the Mishnah says, a person says, Haredi Nozir Yoy Mechod, Ein Zeros Plus Melam Yom. So he has to observe 30 days. So that's what Rav Huna says. Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, Haredi Nozir Hayoyim, Haredi Nozir Hayoyim. The second statement adds nothing. It's the same as by Shvu, it's not Cha. But if he says, Haredi Noza Hayoim, from today till Stam Zeru Shloshim Yom, then he said, Haredi Noza LeMachor, so the Machor adds on the 31st day, and the Zeru is Klusim Elam Yom. He has to observe two different Nazirus. So the Ran explains. He has to observe the first Nazirus for 30 days, and he brings the Karbonis to terminate the Nazirus. Because when you don't bring the Karbonis, he's still also, all the Yisurim still apply. After he brings the karbonis, then he begins, then he begins to count the next 30 days. Why can't you count the 29 days of the end of the first Naziris for the second Naziris? Why does he have to observe a full 30 days? So the simple reading of the Mishnayos in Nazir, you have a few Mishnayos like that, on Daf Yud Gimel on base, a few Mishnayos. The simple reading of the Mishnayos, the way the Rambam learns it, Tosfos there in Nazir has a different shot. But the complicated pshat. But the Rambam learns Parsha Pshat in the Mishnayos that if a person's Makabel, he says, Haredi Nazir Hayom. Then he says, Haredi Nazir Kulashatela Rishti. When my wife has a baby. And the wife has a baby within the 30 days. So you don't say it's overlapping. The first 30 days is Naziris, he says, Haredi Nazir Hayom. And then the last 15 days of the 30 days also counts Ola Lakan Alakan. Accounts for the Naziris, Haredi Nazir, the Kishatele Rishti, 30 days. You don't say like that. The same days cannot be Oyla Lakan or Lakan. Naziris is a malos, and each malos has to have its own zman. Malos, the word malos means, the word malos appears in Chumash by Yoledis, and by malos in Eik Tahara. Yoledis, the Keva has a malos of 80 days, and Yoledis Zohar has a malos of 40 days. So malos means a unit of time that's superimposed on the calendar. The original din of Mikzus Hayom Kekuloi appears in Chumash, which is learned out from the Mashmosa, the Pasuk, is by Zohar. It says the Zohar has to count Shiva Nikim, Ba'achatita. So the Gemara says, Ba'achatita means Achamaisa Tita. If she makes a Bedika on the last day of the Shiva Nikim, then Menatar she can go to Mikvah the morning of Kola Chabitvilus Tevim Bayoy. All those who have to count Shivin Akin can go to Tefillah the morning of the seventh day because he say Mikzus Hayam Kekulai. So that's the mocker with the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to go to Mikveh because if she'll go to Mikveh, she'll have a Riyaz Dam in the afternoon. It'll be Soyselam Afreya. That's how we paskin. One town holds not Soyselam Afreya. Rabbi Yossi holds. It's only Mitame Mikana Labba, but we hold no. The whole, if she'll have Dam later in the afternoon than the seventh day, the whole day will be labeled as Eino Naki. So the whole tefillah was only after six nikim, and you have to have shiva nikim. So we don't allow her to go to mikvah, shema tishamesh, maybe she'll have tashmish with the husband on the same day. before the Shkiva Shematir Vitistash, it may have that, may have to the Tashmish, that'll be so, so the whole day of my fear. So that's awesome in the Rabbah. According to the way we paskin, that it's soysel and mafreya. If you hold like the Tana Rabbi Yossi, it's only mitamni mikanal habot. It's never soysel and mafreya. So the stomach, they left it on the din derais. Why should they ask her that she shouldn't be able to go to mikveh after making the bedikah in the morning? So the mocker for the din of mikzus ayam kikula is by zova. So the Gemara learns out from there that you apply mikzus ayam kikula by nazir also. Person says, I already know there are 100 days, I already know there are 30 days, whatever. So the morning of the 100th day, the morning of the 30th day, he can bring the karbonis to the base of Mikdash and call it quits. He doesn't have to observe the Naziris till the end of the day. And the same thing is by Avelus, and the same thing by Nidui. Whenever there's a malos of time that's superimposed on the calendar, then you say, Mikdash Sayyam Kukubai. You learn it out from that person. Why don't you say, the Achreidim Eske Kasha, the Ramam Yipanu has a tshuva like that. Why don't you say on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mikzah of Kukuloi? The Jews in America used to do like that. They used to go to the early minyan, the Hashkama minyan, and New York area always used to be for the people who had to go to work. So they went, they davened in the first minyan, made kiddush, and then they went to work. Never. Now the Hashkama minyan is for the people who want to learn, the people who don't want to listen to the rabbi's sermon or whatever. But the Hashkama minyan used to be for the people who went to work. So why are they wrong? Why don't you say Mikzah of Kukuloi? So the Ramam Yifanu asked that question in the Tshuvas. So he says, Mikzem Kikula only applies to Tumah, to Avela, something you want to get rid of. Who, you don't want to have Tumah, you don't want to have Avelas, but if it's a Dovash on Kedusha, Faket, Masifa Mechoil Ala Kedusha, you want to have more Kedusha. So there you don't apply Mikzem Kikula. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this in Nazir, in the first parak, Gil Yani Hashas and Masechas Nazir, and he says it's the explanation that the Ramam Yifanu gave seems to be against the Gemara. Because by a Nazir it says Kodashiyya Gala Peres Arosha, there's such a concept as Zushas HaNazir. And by Nazir the Gemara has a Machloike, so we assume you do say Mikzev Kukula by Naziris. So you say, even by Inyani Kedusha also you say Mikzev Kukula. Ramam Yifanu says, why don't you say, we never heard that you say Mikzev Kukula by Shivas Yimei HaMishta. Why don't you say by Shivas Yimei HaMishta? On the morning of the seventh day, you should be able to call the quits, and then you don't have to observe the din at the end of the day. So he said, no, Shivas Yimei HaMishta is an Indian of Simcha. So you want to have a Riboy Simcha. Yom Tov, Shabbos, have Kedusha. Whenever it's Kedusha, Simcha, you want to have more and more. Only by Tumah and Avelis, you want to get rid of it. You want to shake it off. So then they say, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's against the Gemara. So what's Takadi? And so why don't you say Mikzem Kukulei on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The answer is, that's a calendaric day. That's not a Molos. Molos means a unit of time superimposed on a calendar. Avelus. It depends when the person dies. If he dies this week, the Shiva is this week. If he dies next week, it's next week. It's not a calendaric day. Zova. She became a Zova today. He became a Nazir today. That's something superimposed on the calendar. So when is that? Whenever it's a Malos, a unit of time superimposed on the calendar, so then the last day of the Malos, you don't say every day of Shiva makes them Kukula. The Ovel only has to observe in the morning. 5 minutes on the first day, 5 minutes on the second day, 5 minutes. You don't say it like that. The last day of the Malos, the last day of Shiva, the last day of Shloshim, you say Mitzvah Seyam Kukula. Doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov because that's a calendaric day. That's the Pashtus is like that. Then even sometimes it is a Malos. Let's say a Nida is also a Malos superimposed on the calendar, but the Gemara says you don't say Mitzvah Seyam Kukula. So that's a different word. It has to be a malo, something superimposed on the calendar. And then you only say Mikzem Kukula if you do Achatita or Achamaisatita. You have to do some Pahulu. So the Zola makes a Bidika in the morning of the seventh day. The Gemara has a Machlaikas in the end of Nidah. What if the Zola, does the Zola have to do Bidikas every single day from the Shiva Nekim, or is it enough if you make a Bidika the first day in the list? So we're makele that Bidikas should do Bidika each day of the 7 days. And but even if you did Rishon and Shvi is also good. So Gemara has a machlokes. What if you only did Rishon, you didn't do Shvi? If you did Rishon, you didn't do Shvi, you didn't do Bdika on the seventh day. So maybe she can go to mikveh the night after the seventh day, but you can't say Mikzem Kukula to go to mikveh the morning. You only say Mikzem Kukula if you do a Maisa. So in the middle of Shiva, you do a Nihu Gavelus. You do some Nihu Gavelus on the morning of the seventh day. Shloshim also, you do some Nihu Gavelus, Bekumi, I say, you do something. The last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Mikzem Kukula, why not? So the official reason that they give, I think they quote the Shulchan Sadeshan or somebody, the official reason that they give in Shulchan Aruch that you don't say Mikzem Kukula, the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh is that the klal only applies when you're dealing with units on days. Shiva is 7 days, and shloshim is 30 days, and Ezova, Shiva Nikim is 7 days, and Nazir is tam nazir shloshim yom. If he's mekabel nazir is 99.5 days, and so you can't be mekabel nazir is half a day. It has to be full days. So it's 100 days. So whenever you're dealing with units of days, then you say mitzvah to kula. But in Yud Beis Chodesh, you're not working with units of days, you're working with units of months. So then you don't apply the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't apply mitzvah kekula. That's the official reason that the Nesi Kelim say on Yeridah. So when Rav Soloveitchik learned it then, he said this, oh yes, lama, another reason, that in Yud Beis Chodesh you only have miyut tanugim. You don't have any kumbiyas. In Shiva and Shloshim you have a nihu gavelis. In Shiva you have nivel meruba, and in Shloshim they have nivel bemiktsas. But in the Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no nivel. Once it reaches the point of nivel, let's say the oval is not allowed to take a haircut, but once his hair is so long, it looks like a shaggy dog, it looks awful, then he's allowed to take a haircut. Why? There's no din of nivel. Nivel isn't required in Yud Beis Chodesh, just miyut tanugim. So whenever the observance of the avelus crosses over the border, it's more than miyut tanugim, it's already nivel, so then it's more than the din requires, so you don't have to observe. So we know that the din is, by Naziris, it's a malos, and by Avelis, it's a malos. Baharai, that is a mixam kukula. It's a unit of time that's superimposed on the calendar. So, according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Mishnayas, there's a few Mishnayas in Noza, Yud Gimel on the days, each malos has to, he can't have the days, Olu Lakan, Olakan, for two different malos. He says, Hareni Noza Hayom, Hareni Noza, because Shatele Rishdi, and his wife has the baby on the 15th day, in the middle of the first 30 days. So you don't say the days are regular lakan lakan. You have to have a whole malos, 30 days for the first malos, and 30 days for the second malos. That's why there's a Mordechai, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out, I would never have heard of it. There's a Mordechai Moed Kot, and Simen Tov Tov Kuf Chav Aleph, 921. So Mordechai quotes a Bala Tosis from England, whom I never heard of. He gives you a name. The Bala Tosfos said, an oval is sitting Shiva, and in the middle of Shiva, the third day of Shiva, another relative dies. And he goes to the funeral without wearing shoes. He goes Yochef to the funeral. So can you count the last 4 days of Shiva for the first relative who died as the first 4 days of Shiva for the second relative? So he says, no, it's not Oilu Lakan Lakan. And he doesn't give any explanation. So the Mordechai asks, where's the raglaim ledover? Where did he dig out from thin air? Where did he come up with such an einfall? So he says it's based on the Mishnayis and Nazir. He understood the Mishnayis and Nazir like the Rambam. Tosfos there and Nazir has a different shot. But the Rambam says, you can't have the same days Olu Lakan Lakan for Naziris, because the days are either mitzvah to this malos or that malos. Each malos has to be on separate days on the calendar. We happen not to paskan like that, Bala Tosfos from England. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote it, they say explicitly, if in the middle of Shiva another relative died, and the oval starts to observe Shiva for the other one, the days are Oyla Lakan Lakan. So why is it different is an interesting question. Rav Soloveitchik just explained the Pshat in the Veya and the Mordechai, that it's like the Mishnah, the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah. Yeah. We paskin against that. So perhaps the Pshat is the following. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik is quoted as having said a comment on the sugya of Hasmonim. Machlek Zabai Barawa, the Hasmonim Nilsa, Hasmonim La Nilsa, and Sanhedrin. So what does it mean? So a person has a pair of tefillin, and he goes to the Judaica store, he buys a tefillin zekel. So when he puts in the tefillin and the tefillin zekel, I don't have a tefillin zekel, so I put the tefillin in my pocket. I put in the shalyad over here, the shal rosh over here. So the pocket doesn't become Tashmishe Kedusha, because I put it in, but I didn't intend always to put the tefillin in the pocket. I put the tefillin in a paper bag. Kolzman, I don't have a tefillin zek. So the paper bag doesn't become Tashmishe Kedusha because it's Tzorbe Veloy Azbenei. You have to have Azbenei Vitzorbe. We pass from like Rav, the Hasman Olam Milsini. So if I have a pair of tefillin at home and I buy tefillin zek in the store, but I didn't yet put the tefillin in the tefillin zekel, so I can use the tefillin zekel to put money in it. I can put a baseball in it. I can put other things in. It's not yet the Tashmisha Gedusha. You have to have Azmane Vitzorbe. So what if I have a tefillin zekel for one pair of tefillin? and then I buy a different pair of tefillin. So is it permissible to put a different pair of tefillin in tefillin zera? So I think if I add tefillin de Rashi and I want to put in tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, I think you're probably not allowed to, because the tefillin de Rashi is like Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marid. It was a Tashmish Kedusha for tefillin de Rashi, and you're not allowed to use it for tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. We all make it in tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam is puzzle, you're not yotze. If I would have a tefillin zekel separate for a shalosh, separate for a shalyad, I would assume that you probably wouldn't be allowed to use a tefillin zekel from the shalyad for the shalosh. The reverse, you're not allowed to use the shalosh for the shalyad, because the Gemara says the shalosh has a higher level of kedusha. But we usually put the shalosh and the shalyad in the same tefillin zekel. So there's no iser if you put the shalyad in the other location, shalosh in the other location, as long as you remember where. You're not supposed to take out the shalrosh first, because then you'll have to be mavir in ala mitzvahs. The one you take out first, you're supposed to wear first. So the Gemara says in Yuma, you should put in the tefillin in such a way that you'll remember only to take out the shalyad first, because if you take out the shalrosh, you'll have to put it back and take out the shalyad. But the Gemara never says that you're not allowed to put the shalyad in the same tefillin as equal to the shalrosh. I was mazmin it as a tashmish kedusha for tefillin. I wasn't mazmin as a tashmish kedusha for shalrosh. Shalyad shalrosh hyphenate. So let's say I had a tefillin zekel and I buy and I used it for tefillin. It's a tashmish kedusha. Then I buy a new pair of tefillin. So I'm allowed to put the new pair of tefillin into the tefillin zekel. It's the same. This is tefillin. That's tefillin. The same thing. What if I have tachrichim for a mace? I was mazmin at tachrichim and I covered this mace, and then I changed my mind. I want to use fancier tachrichim. So can I use these tachrichim for a different mace? So Rav Dovla pointed out, the Gemara seems to say no. The Gemara said, "Hey, daf nem ches. Achayfer kever le'ovit, daf nem ches amal. Achayfer kever le'ovit, hareza lo'i kover by a lovitz." So the Gemara says, maybe it's a dim shum kibir av, it's not the kovetik. I dug the kever for my father. I'm gonna say they should bury me, and maybe that's a new, a special day. But before the Gemara comes to that, that's a svara that they throw in. Before you come to that realization, the Gemara says it's an issue of hazmana, achayfa kever liaviv, and he never buried the father. He dug a different grave in a more. He decided to bury the father in Eretz Yisrael. The father died, and he dug a grave here, but he didn't bury the father yet. So if you all like Rove Hasman Ala Milsi, he said, there's no problem. But if you all like Abai Hasman Ala Milsi, the Gemara said it should be, the Kever should be like the Yuchat for the father. You're not allowed to bury another mace. Or if you use the Matseva for one mace, and then you want to make a fancier Matseva, so what are you going to do with the old Matseva? So use it for some other mace. So the Gemara seems to say you're not allowed to. So it would appear from the Gemara that the Isuri HaNoah by the Misham Shehameis, it means that it's like hooked to the mitzvah for this mace. Tefillin Zekel is not hooked to the mitzvah, it's not a Tashmish Kedusha Bim Yichodavke for this pair of tefillin. For tefillin in general. For tefillin the Rashi. If I was Mazbana for the tefillin the Rashi, you probably can't use it for tefillin the Rabbeinu. But you can put in another pair of tefillin the Rashi. But hooked to the mitzvah or Misham Shehameis is Miyuchad for this mace. So it could be that's the pshat. You can't have the same days oil lakan or lakan for two different nidre naziris. Because it's net and naziris, the first and the second are all the same thing, net and naziris. So the same days can't be oil lakan, the same 30 days can't be oil lakan or lakan. Each malos has to be on a different day. Mashenikain Avelis for this mace and Avelis for the other mace are different Avelis. So it's not that you're using the same days for two different malos, and the malos are totally different. Let's say, a person is a nazir, and the same days are oila for the malos of naziris, and he has to sit shiv in the middle. So he can't say the same days can't be oila lakan or lakan. According to that Balatos from England that the Mordechai quoted, that the same days can't be oila lakan or lakan for two different mason. So let's say a person is in naziris, and then he has to sit shiv in the middle of naziris. So you should say, these 7 days can't be Ola Lakan Lakan, can't be Ola for the Malos of Naziris and Ola for the Malos of Avelis at the same time. They're two unrelated things. What has one got to do with the other? So the same over here. Naziris is Naziris. So you're going to say the same day should be Ola for this net and for this Malos of Naziris. But that Malos of Naziris can't be Ola Lakan Lakan. And we don't accept that English Balatasis. We pass Kana Shulchan Aruch that by Avelis the same 4 days, the last 4 days of Shiva can be Olo Lekano Lekano. Why? It's like you want to use the same days from Malos of Naziris, from Malos of Avelos. They're two unrelated things. So the Avelos for this mace, Avelos for that mace, they're two different things. So that can be Olo Lekano Lekano. The Gemara has a Machlekes Abai V'Rava. The Gemara says, whenever there's a Machlekes Abai V'Rava, we always pass like Rava except for Yalkagam. So what exactly is the Yalkagam? So the Lamed of Yalkagam is a Machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. In Kiddushin, Dafna and Beis Amaral, Beis and Kotz Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says all over in Shas, whenever the Gemara says Yalkagam, Rashi refers you to the Machlekes Abai V'Rava, the first Perek in Erev, the Lechi Ha'imit Be'elov. You have to put up the Lechi L'shem mechitza, or even if you don't need heker, even if it's me'elov is also good. So Rashi learned that's the lamed of Yalkagam. We paskin like Abai there. Tosfos says not correct. We paskin like Ravid by lechi yamim me'elov, and the lamed of Yalkagam is melei dosa sheni roibam. Melei dosa. What does it mean? A woman was a zava. Tosfos in Nida quotes from the Shiltas that Nashi Gidan, Kula Nashi Gidan, Yoldas Bezoni, that by us, all the women who give birth to a baby, we treat it as if they were all Zodas. Mikaradin Derais, it's Kemat impossible that a Yoldas should be a Yoldas Bezoni, but that's the Chumer from the Goin. Tosfos quotes it from the Shiltas. So the woman has to have Shivan Akim. So how do you figure out the Shivan Akim? So let's say, usually a woman has a baby, so there's so much dam comes out, a whole bucket full of dam comes out, and then the dam keeps on coming, takes a long time, till the dam stops. But let's say a moifus occurred, she has an akeva, she has 14 yemei tumah, and after 2 days the dam stops, and the last 12 days of the first 14 days, there's no dam at all. Never going to happen, but theoretically if it's going to happen. So it'll be a machlokes, a vayva rava, with a melei dosa, that malos of 14 days, Tumas Yoledas, Imele Dosa, Shaina Raibahem, she didn't have dam, is that Oyla the sphere of Shiva Nikimana? And there have been a Tam Hov that we paskin like Abaye, Lechomer, that Imele Dosa is not Oyla. Shulchan Aruch, they don't paskin like that, Abaye Tam. Shulchan Aruch, they paskin like Rava, that Imele Dosa, Shaina Raibahem, are Oyla the sphere of Zivasa. But there have been a Tam Hov that Psaka is like Abaye, the Alkagam, that it's not Oyla the sphere of Zivasa. And then the Bali Atesis increases. And the second parak increases, they quote that the minig all over b'chol Ashkenaz with Tzarfas was like the Rabbi Natan, lahachme imele dosa, not oilem the sphere of Zivasa. So that after the 14 days of imele tumasa, even though the last 12 days of the 14 days there was no dam, after the 14 days are up, then she has to count Shivin Akiyim. And imele dosa, the cutoff point between by your letters the cave, you have 14 days of imele tumasa and 66 days of imele torah. And by a boy, baby boy, you have 7 days of Meitumah and 33 days of Yimei Tohar. So Beis Shammai say, that's it. It's 7 and 33 and 14 and 66. And we paskin like Beis Hillel, it's not always 7 and 33 and 14 and 66. You need Yoimi Utvila Tal Yerachmona. After the 14 days, she has to go to Mikveh and then begin Yimei Tohar. So let's say she didn't go to Mikveh till 20 days. So the whole first 20 days, let's say by Nekevet, the whole Malos is 80 days. So she didn't go to Mikveh till the 20th day. So it's 20 and 60. And if she didn't go to Mikveh till 40 days, it's going to be 40 and 40. She didn't go to Mikveh till the 60th day, it's going to be 60 and 20. She's going to have a dinner you make 2 months till the end. So we paskin like Beis Hillel, B'yom Yitvili Tal Yerachmona. So the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Natan, who paskins like Abaye the Alkagam, the Mele Dosa, Shinirai Bahem, and Adoilim, the Sphere of Zivasa, so you always need Shay Tfilas. The woman has to wait till the end of the 14 days. There was no dam the last 12 days of the 14 days. She has to wait till the end of the 14 days and go to Mikveh, and then Yimei Tumas Le Dosa are over, and now she has to count Shivin Akim. So the Mikveh that she went to didn't help at all, just helped it terminate. You make two muscle. And then she has to go to mikveh a second time. So that's what the Bali Atos is called shtei tvilas. Rabbeinu Tam came up with the chumre, you have to have shtei tvilas. So they say in the Bali Atos, right, increases in the second pair. B'chol Ashkenaz v'Tzarfas, that was the meaning of the Bali Atos. They were machmer, they require shtei tvilas. They didn't have warm mikvahs like we have. We have inside, they used to crack the ice and go to mikveh in a river. So the woman, she just had a baby, so the woman could catch pneumonia. She has to go tefillah twice. So they had a minig that developed in order to say, she shouldn't have to go to mikveh twice, it's freezing outside in the winter time. So they developed a minig, she doesn't go to mikveh until after the 80 days are up, and then you count shiv and kin. Then you save yourself, you don't have to go to mikveh twice. The only time you have to have shtei tefillahs is within the 80 days, or within the 40 days of the malos, of an akeba of a zachar. You want to terminate, you make tumasa, and start, you make tovah. So we pasken like this, with tefillah yitar rachman, you have to have the days of 14 days and tefillah. But after the 80 days are up, it's up. So then you don't have to go to mikveh in order to be able to count shiv nikim. So they used to wait 80 days plus shiv nikim after the 80 days. So that's why they quote the other day, there was such a meaning that Yoledes didn't go to mikveh till 7 days shiv nikim after the 80 days. And then the women forgot already what this whole cheshbon was all about, because we don't pass like that in the time. And the Shulchan Aruch forgot what it's all about. So they developed a meaning, the woman doesn't go to mikveh till after the 80 days, and they don't count shiv nikim. So what they wait 80 days for? They don't. If you don't need another shiv nikim, so count the shiv nikim, the last 14, the last 12 days of the 14 days, what you have to, what you gain by waiting till the end of the 80 days. So it's in Shulchan Aruch, that's a minik tois. Those makamas when they have such a minik, that the woman doesn't go to mikveh till after the 40 days, till after the 80 days, you don't wait another shiv nikim. That's on our top, it's on entered on feast, it doesn't make any sense. But the Shach explains, it started off like that. The minik started because b'chol Ashkenaz v'tzarfas, they were noig lahav. So what's the reason for this shitas habayit that the Rabbi and Tam Paskins like? That Yimei Doshe Shenu Rebbehem are not oilim as Sfiras Yivas. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe it's similar to that Mordechai in Moikot, that you can't have the same days oilim lakan alakan for two different malois. So he said, maybe Yimei Leidosa, the 14 days of Tumas Yalodes, that's a malos, and the Zavanich Shiv Nikim, that's also malos. You can't have the same days of the Lakan or Lakan, the two different malos. That was his suggestion. One can dig a zachway, but it's a different malos. This is a malos for later, that's a malos for Ziva, the two different things. So just like we don't pass them like that, that English Bala Taisvis, when you get to the Avelis for two different people, because it's two different, two unrelated malos, like a person, a Nozir is going to count. A Nazira is going to count Shiv and Akim in the middle of the Malos of Nazira. So a Nazir is going to sit Shiv in the middle. You don't say it can't be Ola Lakan Lakan. So maybe over here the two unrelated Malosan. This is a Malos of Ziva, this is a Malos of Leda. Why should you say the days can't be Ola Lakan Lakan? That's why my Rav Soloveitchik gave the shiur, and the students were not so thrilled about his pshat. So the Talmidim had their own suggestion. Why should Abai hold Yimei Leidosa? The Rabbi Natan Paskins like Abai be Al Kagam. That Yimei Leidos are not oil. So the Talmidim thought a different shot. That Shiv and Akiyim is called Shmurim. And it says in Chumash, Rabiv Shamara Sadavor. Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see whether the Halaymus of Yosef would become fulfilled. So Rashi writes, Shamara Sadavor Himtin. He was waiting to see whether the Halaymus would be a Nevuah. Vastam Dvar Metel. The Gemara says, Ain Halaym Belay Dvar Metel. So he wasn't sure whether it's going to be a Nevuah or Dvar Metel. So it could be that that's the pshat, that Abai holds Yimei Leidosa, Shehi Rebbehem, and not Oilem as Sfira Zivasa, because Sfira Zivasa, the Gemara calls it Shmurim, and each Shmir. So Shmir means your mountain, she's not with her husband, and she's waiting to go to mikveh because you need Shiv Nikim. She can't go to mikveh anyway over here because she needs 14 days of Yimei Tumasa. So maybe that's not called Shmurim, maybe that's the reason why, because the Shiv Nikim have to be Shmurim. So again, so that's what Rav Huna learns pshat in the Mishnah. Yesh neder b'tof neder, if he says Harini Nozer Hayom, Harini Nozer Lemachor, so the Harini Nozer Lemachor, so 29 days is the same as the first neder Mezirus, Harini Nozer Hayom, so that's, nothing is accomplished. But the 30th day of the second neder, that's already the 31st day after the first neder, that's like the, and if you say Harini Nozer Yom Echad, you become a Nozer for Shloshim Yom. That's the Mishnah in Nazir, that Ein Nazir is Kusmi Lamed Yom. And you have to have two different malosan. You have to bring the set of karbonas after the first malos, then you observe the whole second malos, and you bring another set of karbonas. There is a discussion in Minchas Chinuch. A Nazir, a man says, Harini Nazir Yom Echad. All he said was, Harini Nazir Yom Echad. He didn't say, I want to be 30 days. But Allah imposes upon him, we don't care what you say. we say you have to observe Naziris for 30 days. So the person says, there are gimel linim asurim linozim, there's tumah tiglachas and yayin. So what if he says, harei zanozim and ayayin? So the Mishnah says, harei zanozim and akol. He has to observe all the three, tumah tiglachas and yayin. So the Mechaskinach raises the question, is there a violation of bal yachal? Bal yachal devorai. He only said, harei zanozim and ayayin. He never accepted upon himself tumah tiglachas. But the halacha forces it upon him. Or he says, harei zanozim hayayim yom echad. That's all, one day. And the halacha says there's no such thing. So the halacha says he has to observe Naziris for 30 days. So the Menhas Chinuch raises the possibility that maybe that should depend on the machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam, on Tezvav and Meralev. If I yasa my nechosim on somebody else, he never took a neder. If the ice cream belongs to me or the jacket belongs to me, so I can ask it on somebody else. I can ask a dovish ain't a shali on myself, but I can't ask a dovish ain't a shali on somebody else. That's the Gemara Mem Zayin. Other Moshe, I can ask a dovish la bali olam on myself, on my bailam on myself. I can't ask a dovish la bali olam on somebody else. So the Gemara says, I asked my ice cream on someone else, and then someone else goes and eats the ice cream. So that's a machlekes, the Ran and the Ramam. So the Ramam says, if I feed them the ice cream, then I'm like it. But if they eat the ice cream on their own, they're not like it. And the Ran disagrees. So the Ran understood, the Rambam, either understood or misunderstood, the Ran understood Pshat and the Rambam, that lo yachal divaro is only if you did the dibur. If I didn't do the dibur, I asked my ice cream on you and you eat it, it's also for you to eat it, but you can't say that you get malchus because you never had any dibur. So the Ran asked, it's against the Gemara Nida. The Gemara talks about Mutla Samach Liyish, who's magdish something. The Mufla Samachish is not yet Bar Mitzvah. So there's the Machlokes in the Gemara. The Mufla Samachish is a Din de Reis, a Din de Rabbanan. A Nida Daf Mem Vav. So if you hold that it's a Din de Rabbanan, so you can't have any Malkas based on Mufla Samachish, you can't have Malkas de Reis. If you hold Mufla Samachish is a Din de Reis, but Sof Kol Sof, he's a Kotman. So if he violates a Neder, he's not going to get Malkas, he's a Baronshin. His Haflaw is a good Neder. Haflaw is good. So what if Higdi Shul, the Yachlu Acherin? The kid, the mufal or samach liyish, was magdish something, a hegdish is chamin after her, and an adult who's after bar mitzvah goes ahead and eats it. So the Gemara says that he would be loike. So the Ran says, enough in the Gemara that the mudder gets malchus, and it's a raya against the Ram. So Rabbi Ruchem Perla has in his Sefer Mitzvahs from Absadigon, he says, the teretz on the Ramam is, he thinks he has a line in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He thinks the Rambam must have had a different gears in the Gemara. We have the gears in the Gemara, the Acherem Aloike, because of Layachal Devara, the Feirish, Mishum Layachal Devara. So he says, the Rambam must have had a different gears of the Acherem Aloike, Mishum Me'ila. There's a lava Me'ila over here. So that's very questionable. He doesn't really, it's not the Feirish in the Rambam. That's his guess. He thinks the Rambam must have had a different gears. The Pashtus is that that it's not correct that the Ran misunderstood the Rambam. The Pashtus is that the Rambam holds beferish like the Ran. That if I ask the ice cream on someone else, the other person eats the ice cream. The Rambam also says that he's like it. Because there's a Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, for the Gemara makes a statement, I can ask a Dova Sheina Shali on myself, because I'm a Balabas on myself. I can ask the Dovish Labali Olam on me. I say, if they manufacture any ice cream next year, I'm taking that and not to eat the ice cream. The ice cream is Dovish Labali Olam. I can ask on myself, I'm in Balam on myself. But I cannot ask the Dovish Labali Olam on someone else. I'm going to buy ice cream next week from the store. I don't have it yet, so I can't ask that ice cream on somebody else. Even though next week I will buy it, but right now when I say the letter, it's a Dovish Einu Shalis. Eid on the Mos, a Dovish Einu Shalis. Okay. I'm going to ask this something that I'm going to have a dovish labali olam. It's a dovish labali olam. Al acherim, so the Gemara says you can't. The Gemara has a suffix. What if I have ice cream now? And I ask it, let's say I have potatoes. And I ask the potatoes on someone else. Then I plant the potatoes and it grows more potatoes. Gidulim. So I can't ask a dovish labali olam on somebody else. But the potatoes that are here, I can't ask. I said, what if I ask the potatoes on you, then I plant the potatoes and Gidulim come, is that considered Dovah Shalom Bali Olam? And I can't ask Dovah Shalom Bali Olam on the Acherim. I just say, no. The potatoes are here, so I ask the potatoes. So if you'll eat it, you'll be like it. So the Rambam, it's in the Baidelech sheet in the Gemara, Mem Zainam and Alta, Mem Zainam and Beis. So the Rambam quotes the Sofik, and he says, it's Osir, the Sofik, and you don't get Malchus. But it's Beferish, if I would ask the potatoes on someone else, and he would eat the potatoes, he is like it. So the Rambam is explicit, like the Ran. He said the same as the Ran. He had the same gear as the Ran in the Gemara. The Pashtus says the Rambam never said what the Ran was choshed b'ksherim over here. The Rambam never said like that. Minchas Chinuch went along with the Ran's understanding. That's when Minchas Chinuch raised the possibility. If I say Habed Enozim and Ayayin, and I violate Tumah with the Kalachas, I don't get Malchus from Bayachos. I never said that. According to the Rambam, it's only Bayachol Devar. If he said a Dibur, he says Habed Enozim Yom Echad, and Halacha says he has to observe 30 days. So maybe he doesn't get Malchus for the last 29 days. He only gets Malchus on the first day because only Bayachol Devar. So the whole Minchas Chinuch got it because the Ran said like that. The Pashtus is that the Rambam never said it. The Rambam meant a different thing. That there's a Ran on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, but the Ran is the Kasha. If I asa Hano Osi Alecho, I asa my Hano on you for the next 5 years. And then next week I buy potato chips, so you're not allowed to eat the potato chips. And the Ran faked Akasha, but the potato chips was a Dovish Lobali Yodam. I didn't have it yet. It's a Dovish Enishali now. So how can I ask the potato chips on you? I can ask on myself Dovish Lobal Elam and Dovish Enishali. That's the Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. But I can't ask about Achem Dovish Lobal Yodam. So the Ran on Amid Aleph Amid Aleph asks that Kasha. So the Ran answers, no, I'm not answering the potato chips on you. I'm answering me, my body. I ask me, you shouldn't get an offer from me. So if I buy potato chips next week, the potato chips... It was a Dovish Enishali at the time I said the Neder. But I own my body, I own myself, so I can ask myself on you, and by your eating my potato chips next week, you're in violation of getting Hanor from me. That's what the Ran answers. So it could well be that the Rambam didn't like the Ran's answer, because what do you mean? Does a person own his body? I own my jacket, I own the ice cream. I can ask the jacket on you, I can ask the ice cream. Does a person own his body? So the Rambam writes, Beferish, a person doesn't own his body. The Rambam says if two shoemakers make a shutfis, one is in Manhattan and one is in Brooklyn, and you don't know who's going to make a better parnasa. So they join together, they say, we're going to split our profits in the course of the year. One is going to make $150,000, one is going to make $50,000. So they make a heskin in advance. Each one is going to give the other one half of what he earns, and they both earn the same. So the Rambam says there is no such thing to make such a shutfis. You can't be makna the money that you don't have yet. It's a davish labali olam. And you don't own yourself that you should be able to be makna yourself to the other person. So the raivit is masing. The Rambam says the fish. A person doesn't own himself. The raivit is masing on the Rambam. What do you mean a person doesn't own himself? He can sell himself as an eved ivri, so it shows that he does own himself. So the pashtus says even according to the raivit that a person does own himself, he owns himself with respect to maisi adayit. If he earns money, he keeps it. So I owe myself with respect to being able to sell myself as an eved ivri to make a shutfus with the other shoemaker that we're going to split. I makna myself to the other shoemaker. Lachatzoy, you should own half of me with respect to my maisei adai. But you say I owe myself with respect. I can ask a hanasi alecha that you shouldn't get an offer from me. I don't own myself. The Rambam and I both told the person doesn't own himself. So it could be the Rambam was bothered with the Ran's kasha and daf lamed aleph. How can I say hanasi alecha mura hanor? The whole Mishnah is that in the days of the Tanaim they used to be wild people. They used to ask hanasi alecha. You shouldn't be allowed to get hanor from me. What do you mean? But if I buy the potato chips next week, so that was today when I took the neder, the potato chips were dovish labolo. So the Rambam perhaps didn't like the Ran's answer. So the Rambam understood that this neder hanasi alecha means I take a neder not to be mahana you. So that's why the mahana is like it. But if I ask the ice cream on you, and you go and you eat the ice cream, the Rambam also says, beferish that you are like it. Pashtus says that the Rambam never said what the Ran accused him of saying. The Mishnah has the Loshen, this Mishnah Yud Zayin Amun Aleph, that if a person takes Shavuah Shaloichol, Kikazeh, Shavuah Shaloichol, Kikazeh, so the second Shavuah is not Chal, because Ein Yisrael Chalalis. So Rava says on Daf Yud Ches Amun Aleph, this Din Ein Yisrael Chalalis only applies Kol Zman, the first Shavuah is still Kayam. In Nishal Ala Rishon, if he's going to get a Hatoris Nedarim on the first Shavuah, we paskin that there's Hatoris Nedarim both on the Neder and on the Shavuah. later on, there's an opinion that it's only Hataras and Dharma and Neder, not on a Shvuah. So we don't pass like that. So there is Hataras and Dharma on a Shvuah. So Nishal Ala Rishon, if he makes Hataras and Dharma on the first Shvuah, then Shnei Chal Alav. Why? Because the whole reason was Ein Issa Chal Alisa. But as soon as the first Issa disappears, so then the second Issa will be Chal. So the Ran, so the Shach in Yerideya on this Siman, Reish Lamed Chef Sif Chof Alav, and the Shach at Sif Kot and Chof Alav. So the Shach quotes the Poskim who say that this is only if Nishal Ala Rishona, because Hatoras and Dorim, Chochamaka, Aneda Meikor. What if the wife took the two Shavuos? The husband was made for the first Shavuah. So the Gemara in Nazir has a suffix on Chofal from the base. The Gemara has a suffix when the Baal is made for Nidre Yishtas, and naked guy is only Mikan al Abos, and Mekarak is a Rekal and Mafreya. My Nafkamina. So the Gemara has a few Nafkaminas. One obvious Nafkamina is, let's say the wife took a net and not to eat potato chips, and she violated the net and she ate potato chips. And then the husband finds out after she ate it already, and there's more potato chips in the world, and he's made for the net. So if he says, Oikana net and Eikorai, Mekaroka, so she'll be off the hook, she won't get Malkus. But if he says, Negus guy, so she violated the nether until the husband was made for the nether, was binding Mikanal Habod, the nether is not binding. So we paskin Negus guys, Mikanal Habod, it's not Mekaroka. So the Shach writes in Yerideya that this din of Rova, Nishal ala Rishon, Shnei Chal Alav is only if Nishal, he quotes Achronim, said only Nishal, because Chacham Akar Nedem Meikor. But if the Baal is Mefer, the first Shvuah, so since Bishas, when she said the second Shvuah wasn't Chal, because Ein Shvuah Chal Al Shvuah, there's not going to be Chal later either. So the Achronim asked, the Avnei Miluim has, in the end of the Sefer Avnei Miluim, has Tshuva. So Tshuva Yud Beis is all on this Shach. So they ask Akasha, there's a Beferishi Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says we have dinam of rules and regulations, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. And the Gemara says, if the first Issa disappears, Mikan Al Abo, let's say the woman was, I marry a girl, and my mother-in-law is an Eishus Ish, and then when I marry the daughter, she becomes another Issa. In addition to the Issa Ish, she becomes Isha Bita. But the second Issa is Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, the second Issa should Michal. Okay, so the second Issa, let's say, is not Chal. But then she gets divorced. My mother-in-law gets divorced, and the husband dies. And now there's no longer an Issa Reishis Ish. There's no longer an Issa Reishis Ish Mikan Al Haba, until the husband died or until the husband gave her a get. She was an Reishis Ish. So the Gemara says, the second Issa is held in abeyance, and as soon as the first Issa disappears, even though it's on Mikan Al Haba, the second Issa will be Chal. So it's against the Shach, as the Shach quote Achrenim, that if the first Issa is only Poka Mikan al Habo, like Hafara, then the second Issa is not Chal. It's against the Gemara Yevamos. So the Avnei Miluim explains the whole discussion of Issa Chal Al Issa, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, if they're two different Issurim. My mother-in-law is an Eishes Ish, and when I marry her daughter, she becomes an Issa Chamoisa, she becomes Isha Bita. But let's say a woman didn't go to Mikveh, 1 month after the other, someone has Boal Hanida. So he gets 20 times Malka's Boal Hanida, because she's a Nida 20 times. It's the same Issa. The 20 reasons why she's a Nida, because she had a Ria 1 month and the next month, 20 months in a row. But it's only one Issa Nida. Can't have even if you hold the Ratanayim who hold Issa Chalal Issa. But you can't say Issa Nida Chalal Issa Nida. It's the same Issa Nida. So that's what the Avnei Miluim says over here. A person takes a Shvuah, then he takes another Shvuah. It's more than Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Lo Yachal Dvar, it's the same Lo Yachal Dvaray. He said twice, Hareni Nishba Shalo Echel Kikazeh. But he can't say that by eating the loaf of bread he's in violation twice of the same Issa of Lo Yachal Dvar. It's the same thing. So here, you don't say the second Issa is really Chal, it's just you don't get Malkus on the second Issa, and the second Issa is not Chal at all. It didn't accomplish anything. So even though the Gemara says when the first Issa disappears, the Kala Labo, the second Issa will be Chal, that's if the first and the second Issa are two unrelated Issur, but it's a repeat of the exact same din. So the second Issa can only be Chal if it'll be Nishal Ala Rishon, it'll be Gloy Nusalem Afreya, the first Shvuah was never there in the first place. But if the first Shvuah was Pokan Mikan al Haba because of Haforas Habal, then the Shach says that the second Shvuah will not be Chal.